Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Every 10 years, the U.S. takes a census to determine such things as population growth and shifts in population as people move from one place to another. And while the census itself is an involved process, it spawns another process that goes largely unnoticed, is highly contentious, and affects our lives in profound ways for 10 more years. I'm talking about the process of redistricting, where five people sit around a table and carve the state up into 100 House districts and 50 Senate districts. It's a process fraught with political intrigue, pseudoscience, anxiety, frustration, and sometimes even the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Why is it so contentious? Because to a large extent, it determines which political party will control the legislature for the next 10 years. And just this week, we got a peek at the first draft of the new maps. What we saw was a big change from last time. Mildly encouraging, but still a lot of work to do. As I said, the Redistricting Commission is made up of five individuals, two Republicans, two Democrats, and a fifth person chosen by the other four. If they can't agree, which is almost always the case, then the fifth person is chosen by the court. This cycle, it's former Supreme Court Justice Jim Rignier, a man who now makes his living as an arbitrator, a handy skill especially in this process. When the census data is received, the committee goes to work. The population of the state is divided by 100 because there are 100 House districts, and this gives them the ideal population in each district. They're then allowed to deviate slightly up or down from this perfect number. This year, the deviation averaged 1.22%, which is a lot better than it has been in the past. In the last cycle, Joe Lamson completely controlled the process and did a masterful job of gerrymandering. He was the architect, and the other two Democrats on the commission did everything that he asked. The votes were always 3-2, and the Republicans began to wonder why they even bothered showing up. This time, the fifth individual is not a patsy for one party or the other, so the districts in many cases make more sense. Last time, Lamson's sole goal was to get as many Democrats elected as possible. This time, more of the districts are designed to keep counties and communities whole. It's not perfect by any means, but there's a lot more give and take. We're seeing some 5-0 votes rather than just 3-2 all the time, and you can view the current map on the legislature's website. In short, the High Line, Central, and Eastern Montana are losing seats because of declining population. Butte is also losing a seat, but most of the cities in the West are gaining seats. The next big meeting comes in October when they'll try to amend the map. Then the big fight will come in November when the commissioners assign holdover Senate seats and do the House and Senate pairings. The main thing to remember at this point is that it's not a done deal. The maps can still change, and most of the shenanigans will take place during the pairings. While we're cautiously optimistic, this is a time to remain vigilant and engaged. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.